God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Less Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awaken to the light of truth or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe and this week's comments from Less Visible.
Oh, it's the dog poet. Oh, or somebody passing for it, and here I am. Got to do this radio show again. Oh, it's not a radio show. It's a download that would have been a radio show, but, you know, that's perfectly fine. You know, James is getting his studio together, and, I mean, you know, if he takes 2 months doing it, that's a lot better than rushing to do it in 1 month. You know, I debated whether to even put up a radio show this week. I mean, at the first of the month, this friend of mine, Yantz, you know, he comes in with his disc jockey situation and around midnight, and he goes till about 5 in the morning, which is kind of cool. I dance my full head off and talk to different friends, and this friend comes and goes, well, you know, if we could just get there, we drive up the hill, everybody from here is up there, and they're just going to keep playing. So the result was I went up there. There was much better music. And the dancing went even more insane. Next thing I knew, it was like 9 o'clock this morning. Well, I had this Touran. We had this car. It's like a station wagon. So I drove like 11 people up there. And, I mean, these people were lit. Well, I mean, I was a little bit lit too, but not so lit I couldn't drive and take everybody up there. And I did that, and finally I got kind of old and I had to come back down. And I keep thinking, you know, I got to do this radio show. Yes, I've got to come up with something to talk about. I don't want to sound like I'm out of my mind. I mean, just because I didn't have any sleep. But, you know, sometimes that happens. And, well, you know, it's like the reason I haven't put up a post in the last 2 or 3 days. I don't know what to talk about anymore, you know. What do I say, you know? Well, anything could happen now. Any kind of crazy shit could occur. Yes, of course. And probably will shortly. I mean, our politicians are all a bunch of individuals who they look like Donald Trump's hair. Those are dogs. I'm the dog poet. You hear them barking, whatever they're doing. Anyway, all these politicians look like Donald Trump's hair. You know, I can't believe a word they say. And then, you know, I go to the mainstream media and I hear people arguing pro and con about these different people. Oh, she didn't do such a bad job, Nancy Pelosi. The rest say, like, rather less flattering things. You know, and it just goes on and on and on. And I'm thinking here, you know, if we were in a sane world, I mean, a whole bunch of people would storm Congress, take all of them, except like maybe Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul. Although I'm not even sure about anyone anymore. And they would take them out and they would beat them so bad, naked, they'd be bleeding. And then they would just march them across the Potomac, across Key Street Bridge, or one of those places, and say, man, get lost. You know, there are worse possibilities, but I don't want to discuss them. You know, I don't really know what to think. I'm watching all this stuff. I tried to think of something to say the last 3 days. I couldn't come up with anything. So now here I am talking about what I can't say. That's like kind of a waste of time, isn't it? And I'm sorry for that, you know, but it's kind of how it is. But, you know, if I don't put up a radio show, then, you know, it looks like I'm irresponsible, and I don't want to be irresponsible. Man, the drums were so hot last night. I mean, when it's on 9 in the morning, I started at 11 o'clock, so that went well over 10 hours. Anyway, and I'm a little hoarse now because I spent the whole time while the drums are going, woo-hoo-hoo, and stuff like that, losing my mind and having a great time. Then I go and I check the news out. Letting me see. So anyway, I mean, I don't know what to say anymore. I go to the news. It's completely full of crap. When it isn't, like, you know, MSNBC.com, at least it ain't Fox News or one of those London tabloids about these really unattractive women who for some reason are celebrities. I have no idea why. If I hadn't seen a woman in 20 years and that was all I could get, I'd tell you what, I'd turn gay. Well, I don't mean that as an insult, but I mean, no, I wouldn't do anything. You know what? I'd do what I did in the first place and search for God, but Jesus Christ. I mean, but even at MSNBC.com, it's all like gossip. Gossip, lies, bullshit. You know? And like WikiLeaks. I never trusted those people. I didn't even know what they were. And I hear about, oh, WikiLeaks this, WikiLeaks that. Well, you know, WikiLeaks got exposed. And now they're on every mainstream media site. Oh, WikiLeaks is exposing this, exposing that. Pentagon says they camp the Taliban. You know, it's so crazy now. I mean, how do you take any of that seriously? And I mean, I love Michael Rivera and what really happened. And I like Renz's site and the rest of it. But, you know, it's just what I saw last week, what I saw the month before. It's just the same thing. I really don't know what to talk about anymore. Well, okay, maybe I shouldn't talk about anything, but... Well, I'm just chatting with you. You know, I have to do something. It's only, Jesus, I still have a lot of time left. Okay. But anyway, I spent the entire evening going, woo-hoo-hoo, or then dropping down into an actual vernacular about, there go the drums, there goes the bass, there go me, I have no face, I'm just dancing with my eyes, you know, just crazy shit. And, a lot of great people, you know. I wound up bringing some of them home. And so I wound up sitting here at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, talking to these people, it was like pretty good. Never met them before. It was a lot of fun. In the meantime, like, it just goes on. And I think I got to say something. I go back to the news. I can't see anything to talk about. I mean, what are you going to say? I mean, they destroyed the Gulf of Mexico. They're covering it up. Okay, we know that. It's totally out of control. People are dying and getting rashes and stuff. And everyone's saying, oh, come to the beaches of Florida. There's none of this here. It is all the way to New Jersey. You know that. It's in the Gulf Stream. It's running all of the Caribbean. I mean, and whatever they call the amount of oil, it's 10 times that much. And they never capped the well in the first place. Now it's another well, but they didn't actually cap the other. They have these videos of shit they're supposed to have done, but they didn't do any of it. They did nothing. I mean, they stopped something, probably. Okay, they capped it. They pumped a lot of concrete and mud down there. But, I mean, things are bleeding. What good does that do anyway? Meanwhile, in Michigan, God knows what's going on there. That's all over the place. It's kind of accidental that all of a sudden all these oil leaks, China, there, here, there, you know. I mean, is that like airplane crashes? They happen by threes, you know. All of a sudden, in a few days, all these planes crash. Oh, now we got leaks. I mean, I don't know. And I'm thinking, go ahead, write a post, put out a positive message. You know, I just feel like shutting up, you know. So it's a bit of a labor on my part to do this right now, and I'm doing it. And you're going to go, he's just going on and on. He's not saying anything. Look, I agree. But otherwise, there's no radio show at all. So, I mean, what can I do? Well, here's what I got to say. We're in a dark age, okay? And no matter what, the pull of the material world is huge. And we're surrounded by Nimrods that believe garbage. They believe stuff that shouldn't even exist in the first place. I mean, when I lived in America, there's no such thing as a reality TV show. Now, apparently, it's the whole thing. And I can't even look before I hear about these people like Gosselin or something. I don't know who these people are. And they're getting divorced or something. And I find out they're on something I wouldn't have watched in the first place. Or it's Lindsay Lohan. I mean, never been a good actress. She looks like a slut to me. Is what she be. I mean, not to put her down, but she is a slut and she behaves like one. And not that I have anything against sluts. Before I actually found women to be not that difficult to spend time around, I would have been glad to have the company of a slut. But never a slut like her. Because you can't even get close to them. They're celebrities. I mean, or does that matter? You know, I mean, do you know? See, I can't think of anything to say. So I'm going to say this. The world's going to blow up real soon. You know that. It's going to lose its mind, and it's going to be dominoes falling everywhere. And then food's going to be hard. All this stuff's going to be hard to get. And what are you going to do? You're in some position. You can't get out of it. And I can't get on a plane and fly over here where I am. And I'm going to be in Italy soon anyway. And I just don't know what to say. I mean, I'm not even sure I can write another post now, because what am I supposed to say? Oh, this is happening again. That's happening. It's all entirely stupid, you know, and nothing I say makes any difference. But I just watch this day by day, and I know all they're doing is gearing up to do some totally evil stuff, and a whole lot of people are going to get hurt. But now this time, what is like attacking Iran? You know, okay, Iran has four of these S-300s. Believe me, they've got a lot more than that. You know, they're going to make a big mistake, and then the good news is they might take Israel out. That would be just great. Let me hope they take out the Air Force and Dimona, and they take out those submarines. Other than that, I mean, you know, the IDF, I guess, is just going on. I mean, you can't ask for everything. Yeah, I can. But, you know, meanwhile, the status quo goes right on being the status quo. And what are you going to do? You know what? You focus on yourself. You get yourself right. You do what you're supposed to do. You live your life. You do it properly. You help out where you can. As you move and go, you do what you have to do. If things turn into a complete, I'll say dung storm. I cursed already a couple of times anyway. So let's say if things are in a total dung storm, well, you know, just have an umbrella, you know, and just sing about the sunny side of the street or something. I mean, that's basically where I'm at right now. Just be positive. Ignore all this stuff. Because, you know, it's got so leaden lately. I mean, what are you supposed to say? Maybe tomorrow off. Well, I didn't sleep last night. It's true. And my leg's still twitching from all the dancing, which was kind of cool. But so maybe it's just me going, you know, but it was 2 days before this. I still couldn't come up with anything. Well, friends, I'm sorry to beleaguer you with this, and, you know, I wish I could have said more, but focus on where you are, okay? Serve as you go. Help as you can. Be useful. I mean, wherever you are, if you don't make it the rest of the way, or if you do, be useful. I mean, there's not much more you can do. I mean, you're surrounded by utter crap, lies, complete lies. You know, except on the internet, you see some truth. It doesn't affect anyone. All you find out is like all these people telling the truth. well, things happen to them or around them. When, you know. God, I feel like I'm totally depressing. I'm sorry. But I want to say, you know, wherever you are, serve as best you can. If you have to, you know, and you dance all night and you got to go to a party, take those 12 people who don't know how to get there and fill your car with them and take them up there. And dance like a maniac, have a good time, go back home, and, you know, it's the next day. And tomorrow, it'll be another day. And you're going to be dealing with the same situation. This guy Obama, somehow he became the president. I mean, he's not working for America. I mean, none of them are. It's like a captive state. Now, why do I care about America? I left there 10 years ago. I'm in Europe. Yeah, but Europe just has to follow suit on a lot of levels, but they don't do the same thing here. They kind of behave, you know. It's more civilized here. Anyway, I'm just rambling, and I'm not saying anything really worth hearing. So, probably the worst radio show I've ever done. Anyway, I'm going to have to say goodbye now because I'm getting up around 1500, and I'll say you'll hear me next week if there is one. And this time I promise to be entertaining. I'll spend half the time scat singing a song off the top of my head. I would have done this tonight, but I didn't want to chance it. God knows what I would have said. Anyway, thank you for listening. I'm sorry for boring you to tears, but, you know, thank you for being here. May God bless and take care of you. And what else can I say? Aloha and
aru! You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.